Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And the last thing, the most important piece, is we're going to take the North and never give it back.
Chicago football fans, it's time for Take the North Live with Mark Grody and Dan Wiederer.
Do it live! I'll write it and we'll do it live!
Oh, yeah. Hello, and welcome in to the Take the North podcast, where we talk about the Chicago Bears, along with Dan Weedsy Wiederer of the Chicago Tribune and frequent Score contributor. I am Mark Grody of The Score. We are filling in. This is a very special episode of the Spiegel and Holmes show, because we are here, Dan. How are you, Weedsy?
Can I say something?
Yeah.
Bears. You're having a really bad day so far.
Okay, get him out of there. Okay, I see you. I got you. I'm with you.
I'm not going to hear from you.
But I'm not going to hear from you.
Get better. I will. I'll get better.
Doug Eddings from Saturday, by the way. Just so funny. Like, he's barking at the Cubs. The dugout's barking at him, and he's telling them, I'll be better. I'll be back. I will.
I'm not going to hear from you.
Not going to take it. Not going to happen. There was actually some news that, most deaf would get Bears fans' antennas up, and that is the fact that the Green Bay Packers, they went and did it. They done did it. A guy that has been omnipresent against the Bears since 2018, the Packers have released Jair Alexander, the former first-round pick, 2018 first-round pick that would put him in Roquan Smith territory. That's who the Bears took that year. I do remember Jair's name coming up that year, but he goes to the Packers. What happened was, the Packers apparently proposed a restructured contract to the very well-paid Jair Alexander, but that did not go over well. I think the Packers have had enough, probably just because mainly because of the fact that he's only played 14 games in the last two years.
The durability has been an issue for three of the last four seasons, and so it's a problem when you're paying a lot of money for a guy who's not able to get out on the field a lot. That's been a problem with certain guys at Hal's Hall over time, where you pay for something, you expect them to be available on game day. Jair Alexander also could be a little bit of a flaky personality as well in that locker room. Obviously, the one high-profile moment from late in the 2023 season where he went out I don't know what you'd call it, uninvited to the coin flip, and almost called the wrong thing for the Packers. He said that we want to defend, and they really wanted to defer. And so, like, I think that was an issue. It was a reminder to me, Grody, when I saw this news this morning, that all the other teams in the NFC North have their own questions that they're trying to answer, and some of them are getting bigger. When you see Jair Alexander leaving Green Bay, and then last week Frank Ragnow deciding to hang him up in Detroit, you realize that the Bears aren't the only ones heading for training camp with some really large question marks on their docket.
Yeah, well, let's look at some of those teams. And we just talked about Green Bay, and right, they're dealing with their own stuff, and not to mention that they didn't feel like a great team down the stretch either, Green Bay, and I could see the evidence being the Bears beat them,
yeah,
and they did lose their last two games in a row, so
really struggled within the division, and we're talking about taking the North. If you can't beat the teams in the North, you're not going to take it.
That's right, and LaFleur lost a felt. It feels like Packers fans, like, they go back and forth on this guy. Like, genius to, I'm not real sure about this guy. I think they have a pretty good product in Matt LaFleur, despite the fact that Ben Johnson has the dominance over him that he has. But, yeah, they've got their own issues. We don't know at this point where Jordan Love lands on the spectrum of good, great, elite. I mean, I think we could erase elite at this point. I'm just, like, it seemed like he was trending great for a while, but not really.
He had a good second half of the season a couple of years ago, and I think everyone sort of rushed to this conclusion that he was the next in the line, at, you know, Favre to Rodgers to Love. And you're like, well, wait a second. And I've been beating this drum for years now of saying, like, he could be decidedly average. And nobody knows decidedly average quarterbacks to below average quarterbacks better than people in Chicago. And so if the Packers can't identify a future star in Jordan Love, they could be entering a period of, you know what it's like. You know what mediocrity feels like. You know, like, if you don't have the quarterback that can lift you when not everything else is stable, you're going to go through some times. And I don't think the people in Green Bay have really had to experience those times over the last 30, 40 years, and they might be entering a period here a lot sooner than they thought.
Which is maybe part of why the Green Bay Packers did finally do what Aaron Rodgers had been imploring them to do for years, and that was to draft a wide receiver in the first round, which they did with Matthew Golden. So we'll see. Like, maybe they're kind of – I mean, it was a nice story. Is a nice story, I suppose, when you talk about their receivers. There's none of these guys are bad receivers, but they're mostly average, not necessarily big name guys, and that seemed to be like this magic formula that they were all on the same plane. But I think they're realizing that they are without, for the like, really seeing it without a true balls to the wall playmaker on the Green Bay Packers right now, which was something that we've seen forever.
Yeah. You know, and Rodgers would tear their heart out and everything would happen,
right? So even if it was a wide receiver, a running back,
sure,
just
yeah,
somebody to break your heart.
Davante Adams, yeah,
absolutely.
Right, like Aaron
Randall
Jones.
Cobb.
Yeah. So many that you can name. Look, like, I think the defense last year had flashes in Green Bay. You had a pass rush that was pretty solid overall. They were pretty good stopping the run, top 10 run defense a year ago. But they're going to have some questions entering the year, and as the Bears try to close this gap, and we documented it a lot last year, it's a huge gap to close. That's one of the teams that's going to have some questions to answer in 2025.
The Detroit Lions were 15-2 last year. You talked about Frank Ragnow is gone. Ben Johnson is gone. Aaron Glenn is gone. Antoine Randall L is gone. So those are some real things, but still there. Goff, Gibbs, Montgomery, St. Brown, Jameson Williams, Laporta, Aiden Hutchinson will be healthy this year. So I guess we'll find out. This is one of those years you find out the importance of coaching, or is this team, like I think it is, it is just sort of on autopilot at this point in terms of just being really good players and a really good team.
So here's the question, and I'll ask it to you live on the air, putting you on the spot.
Ooh, boy.
How do you feel about the Lions coordinators? Ben Johnson's in Chicago, Aaron Glenn's in New York, and you got John Morton and Kelvin Shepard running the show there, right? Like, that's not a lot of proven credibility
there. That doesn't sound good. It doesn't, nothing about that sounds good.
So this is a team in Detroit that lost 8 coaches, including both coordinators, after last season. Dan Campbell has to basically reconfigure his staff and put it back together in a way where they can get productivity. Oh, then you get into the spring and your starting center, Frank Ragnow, decides that it's time. I just can't play anymore. And he hangs him up. And so now you've got to decide between a second round pick, Tate Ratledge out of Georgia. Is he going to be the guy that you take into the regular season running with a rookie center with that offense that you just mentioned? Or are you going to try to slide Graham Glasgow in the middle there as a center and then figure out the guard position from there? And so there's a lot of puzzle pieces that now Dan Campbell has to reassemble after having, as you mentioned, a 15-2 team, a team that took the North, has tried not to give it back. Mm-hmm. And now I think it's really easy to see them taking a step back. How big is that step back? I don't know, but they certainly have questions and not knowing what John Morton does offensively, not knowing what Calvin Shepard, who's 37 in his fifth year of coaching altogether, brings to the defense. I don't know what you're looking at there.
Oh, yeah, this is Dan Weeder right there. I'm Mark Grody. This is, we're totally in podcast mode right now. This is Take the North mode. Talking Bears as we do. We're going to hear some Bears audio here in just a second. But first, a little bit on Minnesota. The team, just a reminder to everybody, they were 14-3 last year, were the Minnesota Vikings. This year will be interesting to see with the still J.J. McCarthy. Is J.J. McCarthy just going to come out cooking, or does Sam Howell get the appetizer portion of the season?
Look, there's a lot of chatter about that opener, right? The Bears will host the Vikings at Soldier Field just down the road here on Monday night in week one, and you're thinking, man, that's a pretty big stage to go on for the opening week of the season. You're also getting a guy potentially making his first NFL start. I don't know what the overall record was of Vic Fangio playing quarterbacks that were in their first year starting, but I know it was really good. And I don't know if Dennis Allen's got a similar track record of taking young quarterbacks and finding their weaknesses really quickly and making them uncomfortable for an entire night. So in some ways, that's a favorable matchup for the Bears to welcome not a rookie, but a first-time starter to their building on a primetime stage in week one. It may feel a little more friendly than it did when the schedule came out.
Well, I hate to tell you this. I'm going to play something for you right now, Dan, and this is going to absolutely blow your mind. The Bears do play the Vikings, as you mentioned, in prime time. And you just said the Bears may have a chance in that game. Ben Johnson says, they're not ready for prime time at all. Here's Ben.
There was a lot of really, really good teaching tape today. Really good teaching tape. And so we're not ready for prime time yet. See? I think that was loud and clear over the last 3 weeks of...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Of play, but that's to be expected as well. We knew that was going to happen, and we'll look to take advantage of training camp to tighten the screws up and be ready to go week one.
Sometimes we like to take little turns when we're doing the Take the North podcast, and I enjoyed that little twist and turn and Ben Johnson talking after the 3-day minicamp last week. By the way, there's an availability tomorrow at OTA, a weird one because most guys won't be there. It's kind of voluntary. It's kind of weird that they have it, but they are having it. But Ben Johnson right there making it pretty clear that while, hey, man, things are being put in place, this ain't it.
Emphatic acknowledgement that we're not ready for primetime yet, and then a follow-up to say that it was loud and clear over the 3 weeks of OTAs and mandatory minicamp.
Good, so good.
You understand that there's a lot of work to be done for this Bears offense. That was in relation to a play that was run at the end of a minicamp practice last week where Caleb Williams oversaw a discombobulated sequence and then scrambled out to his right and then tried to force a pass across the middle, across his body, threw high to Cole Kmet, was intercepted by Tariq Stevenson in an end-of-game situation, and it was just another one of those moments where you're like, oh, yeah, they're not ready for primetime yet. And the head coach and the quarterback have a ton of work to do to get on the same page to start to get their collective mission together launched properly at Halas Hall, you know? And so, man, I know you and I will be out there a lot in July and August documenting every single snap of these 7-on-7s, 11-on-11 periods, and trying to figure out what it all means. Right now, the head coach is telling you very vocally and very emphatically, we're not ready for primetime yet.
What I want to see, like looking ahead to training camp, what I'm going to be looking for or wanting, and I'll be expressing it as much as I possibly can, is successive days, multiple days in a week where the head coach is getting up there and saying, yeah, the offense looked a little better than the defense, because we just haven't gotten to that point for years in training camps, and it usually foils over into the regular season. And once again, when Ben Johnson was honest about the three-day minicamp, I think it was on the Wednesday, where he said, yeah, for the most part, I'll be honest with you, you guys haven't seen everything, but the defense has been ahead of the offense, except for on that day. That's why he brought it up. But right. I'll take that as this was the defense looked better than the offense. And I'm not saying like that's understandable for this time of the year. I get it. Everything is new and fresh, and they don't even have their offensive line in place. But that's what I'm saying in training camp. At some point in time, in one of those weeks of I need to hear, give me 2 days in a row where we hear the offense just looked really good, because I can't remember the time last time there were successive days of practice that we got to see that looked good for the offense. Or even if you want to talk about the games the Bears played, rarely were there successful offensive performances for the Bears.
I need to see with my eyes that it's clicking between Ben and Caleb. Nothing's more important to the 2025 Bears than those two guys getting synced up, being on the same page, tailoring the offense to what works for the quarterback through the eyes of the play caller slash head coach, and taking that to a new level. I don't know if that's going to happen early in training camp. There's a thing happening at Halas Hall where Caleb Williams has raised his hand and said very loudly, I want to be coached hard. And I think with everything that Ben does and says, he says, do you? You know, because I am going to coach you harder than you've ever been coached. And we're going to determine whether that's just something you're saying or something you really mean, because you are going to be coached really hard. And your ability to respond to hard coaching is going to determine where we can go and how quickly we can get there. That, to me, is going to be fascinating in the month of August.
It's like, oh, you want to play Army ball? If you want to play Army ball, we'll play Army ball. Because, you know, this is not stuff that you could tell anybody about. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're going to push you pretty hard out here, young man. Man, that's the way it's going to go. Let's hear from Ben Johnson on Caleb Williams.
There was a teaching moment with Caleb at the end of that last 7-on-7 where he went to the flat for Roshan. What were you trying to – was he supposed to go somewhere else with that? Did you see something?
No, he was late, so he needs to get there faster.
How is he responding in those sorts of moments?
Awesome. Yeah, he's doing a great job. He's very coachable, and it's like anything. It's a new play, and so we're just communicating what the expectations are, and we want to see it show up on the tape.
That is Ben Johnson right there talking about Caleb Williams, still the most important man in the entire building, of course, no matter what we talk about.
That was Ben's way of saying, you're having a really bad day so far.
Yeah.
And now Caleb's got to try not to erupt with the volcanic anger that Nico Horner showed on Sunday in Detroit. But that's part of this, right? It's like when the coach criticizes you both on the field and then to the media afterwards, how do you respond to that? And do you understand the messages he's getting across about what needs to be better? And that was a very simple one. Like, you were just late getting to the guy on, this is a very new play. I understand that. We're working through this for the first time, but you need to get there faster.
Yeah.
Get better, but I'm not going to hear from you.
That's such a good thing call, though, by you, Dan, because so this is what it's going to be, Caleb. Like, you're talking about wanting the hard coaching. Like, sometimes when a reporter asks a question about what happened, I'm going to be painfully blunt, and I'm going to tell them that you were late. This is what it looks like, and I like the fact that so far, and things can change, and they do, that Ben Johnson, is facilitating. That's how you do it. Like, in terms of facilitating your message through the media and being transparent, and us, I think, in that, definitely that case, asking the right questions and getting the right answers.
I think there is a very direct and clear line of communication on what chasing excellence is supposed to look like, right? And it starts with the message of the head coach, who's been very, very emphatic in the spring about what standards are and what the level of detail needs to be. Caleb Williams needs to understand he holds the professional livelihood of dozens of men at Halas Hall in his hands. And with that, you not only have to understand the responsibility, but you got to lean into the, I would call it the obsession of the work that is required to reach the level of play that you want to have. That's going to be a challenge through some bumps and some turbulence. And how Caleb responds to that, how Ben responds to it, how they collectively respond to it is going to tell us a lot about the direction of the 2025 Bears.
And that is going to do it for this edition of Take the North Live right here on The Score. You can take that and cut it and put it right onto the podcast right now, Adam Studzinski, if you want, because there, Bears.
We did it.
We done did it.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.